And that place that you have a vision for, maybe on Orcas Island, close to the water, something like that?
Yeah, close to the water, but not Orcas Island. Orcas Island has too many people up there that are from corporate America now. And there's nothing wrong with them except for the way that they do. They don't live in a real good way. They pretend like they're living in a good way, but they're hurting the environment, you know, still where they go. And it's very strange. And that's why I talked about earlier in the first half about the quality of life in the Northwest, that we really have to respect the area. We have to take care of what we have here. And really, you know, like all the people that are coming here, there's got to be a plan for all these people coming in here to live here from other places. It's like this place is going to be overpopulated as Los Angeles was, as New York was, because everybody's coming from those places to come here. This is the last stronghold for spiritual medicine. And we have to figure out a way to allow them to come here in a real good way, and also to allow the quality of life that we're used to here. And how we figure that out is we have to make a plan. There has to be a plan. And I'm not sure if our new King County executor and all of the new people that are elected are thinking like that, because they're happy that everything is going like this, that our stadium is being built. But I never heard nothing about this stadium and about their idea of 70,000 cars coming into Seattle and what they're going to do with that. Are they going to have more people in Metro? Are they going to put the tickets, season ticket holders have to take Metro in from out of town all over at the park and rides and use this? I never heard nothing. All that I know is they're building this thing, and everything is going to pollute and kill the older generation that's living in Seattle. The younger ones are going to get hurt from all of this respiratory illnesses and everything. And these are things that I'm looking at. I'm sorry I went off.
No. I mean, because there is mass transit coming at the end of 1999, just in time, just before the end of the millennium, you know. And so people have the option of then taking the train into a Mariners game starting in the year 2000. And we can talk about that. But yeah, there needs to be a better plan. And I think Ron Sims, the King County executive he were talking about, understands that without salmon, what is the Northwest? It's Omaha with mountains, you know. I mean, basically, and not to put down Omaha, but yeah, this is a special place. And you know, the other thing is that you say that people come here because they're drawn to the yes, spiritual nature of this place. There's a lot of people who come here and they last a year or don't make it through the winter, and boom, they're gone. And whether it be they need the sun or whether it be they don't want to look inside, they're gone. And that's the other thing about the Northwest, because it rains so often. Doesn't rain a lot. It's cloudy quite often and rains quite often in terms of the number of cloudy days, in terms of the amount of rainfall. And this cloudiness, this darkness that we have here in the wintertime forces introspection. It really gives us the opportunity to look within and to stop chasing. And, you know, I think all the velocity of the life we live in, look at 100 years ago, we weren't even in airplanes. Now we're sending people to the moon. People are jetting back and forth every day. There's probably not a square inch of this country that you can go without hearing the airplanes roaring overhead. And my theory is that this velocity is being caused by all the people who are trying to get away from themselves. Whereas the Buddhists, you know, we're saying that you have to look within, you have to meditate and be contemplative. And that Buddhist sort of mindset is here on the West Coast and going eastward, just as the European American doctrine of competition and domination is going the other way. And so right here seems to be the line, the Western front of Buddhism and that Eastern thought, and also the Eastern front of the domination that we've become so accustomed to, spending $5.7 trillion on the nuclear weapons program in the last 50 years, that kind of mentality. So what is it about this place? And that is the spiritual nature of it. Is there anything in your teachings that can illuminate us as to the spiritual nature of the Puget Sound region in the Northwest?
Yes. What I can say about this is that the Hopi, the ancient Hopi teachings, helped us to get to this point so that we can be here and bring out our teachings. All the destruction of all of our tribal peoples across the United States, on one hand, was a guarantee that we would stay pure inside of our way so that we could bring it out now. And all these people coming here, even if they're here for a year, they get something. They get something and they go out. But all these people that are coming are very powerful people coming here, and they're uniting just a little bit. All they have to do is meet us once, meet with us once. And it might even be at a deli or some restaurant or some wisdom council or some circle. You know, it might be just walking and somebody sees us, and that's enough, just to connect. I know this sounds strange and hard to think about, but don't think about it too hard, because it just works like that. It's something that the spirit talks to us in a good way, the spirit of the animals, of the trees, of the water. Our main teaching comes from our water, from all of our water, where our salmon brothers and sisters are, where all the fish, where all the life in the water is. When that's gone, then everything is gone. But we're not going to allow that to happen. Before that'll happen, Mount Rainier, Mount Tahoma will blow up so that everybody will be cleared so that we can live here again. And I don't want that to happen. I'm not saying that I want that to happen, but if we keep on going the way that we are, we're not going to hold that mountain anymore with our drums and our traditions. Because anyway, all the civilization that are in charge of everything here in the Northwest always say, they always say things that, oh, Native American Indian people that were here before, they don't know any of their teachings anymore. And they don't even realize that we've been holding that mountain from blowing because of our teachings and doing our ceremonies, that we never forgot to do our ceremonies here.
We're just about out of time, and that's the thing. You mentioned that the destruction of the different Native tribes throughout this continent was to make the people pure. That's what you said. You know, I was walking down the street in Bremerton the other day, and I saw some young kids who looked like they were up to trouble. And then I asked this couple walking with a younger son, an eight-year-old, those kids look like they're into trouble. Do you think that? And they said, well, I hope not. Those are our kids. And they've lost the way, the Lakota way. And they get into gang banging and the other violent ways of, you know, of our society. And that destruction of the different tribes and their tradition still goes on with the future, with the generations that are being born today. They still suffer from that.
That's why we're awake right now, Paul, right now here in the Northwest, why we're doing this kind of interview and why I'm here and my cousin Johnny Moses and the people that are here. There is a hope, because this is the last stronghold for spiritual medicine, and it's on fire now. The fire started in the West, and it's burning across the country and around the world.
And yet, this is a water area, so the fire gets put out here, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. The water is different. It's a different kind of water. It's kind of like the burning bush idea. Everything goes together, one element and another element, but it works. It's a spiritual element. And the spiritual element is what people have lost inside this time. They've lost their spiritual faith, you know?
Well, I'm glad yours is strong, and it's just an honor to have you on my radio program and to know you and to have you come to our circle every now and then. And, you know, Danica and I at the Spoken Word Lab said, Beaver Chief may be in prison, but because he's there, a lot of other people are having a much better prison experience as a result. So perhaps that's why it happened. We don't know. Maybe in 10 years we'll have a better sense of why that all happened.
Could I say one thing about jail, the King County Jail or any jail systems here in the Northwest? Please, younger people, if you can hear me, don't go to them. Do not go to jail. You don't want to experience that. Jail is not a good place to be at. I seen a young man that was killed there in Christmas time, and this is not a good time, a good thing to go through. And the guards there are doing their best to do their jobs, but sometimes they get too stressed out in what they're doing, and they get upset, and everybody's human, and things happen, and then they hide it and they act like it didn't happen. But this is not really true either. And I'm not saying nothing bad about the jail, except for it's a bad experience. It's not a good experience. Don't go, please.